We need that repetition, don't we? You just have to keep reminding yourself, have faith in God. Right? But have faith in God. You just have to keep coming back to that. He never fails. He must prevail. He's God. Well, what a wonderful day it is as we look to this ordination service of... what's your name? Of James. And, you know, actually the name James is a derivative of Jacob. So I don't know if you're a striver or what, but... I remember when you first started coming to church. I'm pretty sure it was because of a young lady. You correct me if I'm wrong. Yes.
I will.
James, come on up here with me just a second. And you don't know what to expect. That's. But we kind of prepared you for that, that you didn't know what you were going to expect.
I was prepared for that.
Yeah. Come on a little bit closer to the mic. So when you first started coming, were you real serious about the Lord, or what was the deal?
Well, I had made a decision to follow the Lord, but I don't, in honesty, looking back at it, necessarily know what that meant at that point. What a life that was filled with trust in Him actually looked like, what it felt like.
We were talking the other day about something seemed to click.
Yes, sir.
There was, I guess I was asking you, was it a moment or was it an event? Do you remember what it was that kind of took you to that right angle of heading down the straight and narrow and really following the Lord with all your heart?
You know, it was a couple of things. There was a period of time a few years ago where Pastor Josh was talking a lot in our young adults class about, you know, being all in, you know, giving everything to your service of the Lord, being committed to serving. And it was shortly after that, our son was born, and we went through quite a bit of trials right around that time with a car, with his health in the hospital. And I remember reaching a point going in the other room, and I was battling being distraught right about that point. And I just began to be calm, and the Lord began to change my heart. And I think at that point, He began to take away everything else that I could trust in. And at that point, it left me giving everything to Him. He had that way of kind of tearing the
soul. So how do you go from being distraught to being at perfect peace? What happened in that moment?
Just the Lord changing my heart. I don't know that it was anything that I did. It was just I reached a point of He made it perfectly clear to me that these weren't things I could trust in. Mm-hmm. And He made that apparent and just brought me to a point of humility where that was turning to Him was the only option I had.
So if you were to describe your decision at that point, how would you describe it? What happens?
I think He just filled me with a desire to want to serve, to want to, I think it started with just wanting to let go of everything that was in this world, and he molded that into a desire to want to serve. And it wasn't long after that I came to you, and Savannah and I wanted to spend some time with the youth, and, you know, He began to really just grow.
Now, when you came to me and talked to me about that, had you been planning to minister with the youth, or...
No, he actually, God made the words come out of my mouth, and I didn't even realize I was saying it. We were driving, I think it was on a Wednesday night, wasn't it? We were driving to church on a Wednesday night, and we're on A1A, and out of nowhere I go, you know, we should try and spend some time on Wednesday nights with the youth, the teach of the youth. And I go, what? You know, and I didn't even know I was going to say it. I don't even remember thinking it, but that was really the Lord just bringing that about. That was
so you actually said something to me that night, didn't you, or?
I think it was that night. I think it was that same night after service.
Yeah. And did it surprise you what I said, or?
I didn't necessarily know what to expect, but you know, I think starting at that point, nothing with God really surprised me anymore. Mm-hmm. The way that He opened the doors and brought that about.
Now, there was also a point in time that you just said, you know, you were going to jump into the discipleship. Mm-hmm. Not because it was a program and not because you were looking for any position, but why would you just jump into something like that?
Well, you know, in the beginning, I think it was a lot of wanting to be a godly leader in our family, wanting to have that relationship with Him that allowed me to be the leader that I felt like I wasn't fully to that point in what I wanted to be and to know what he wanted me to be. And then through that, just a desire for wanting to serve the body and wanting to be around sort of came out of that as time went on.
So how long, now we said about two and a half years now?
Is that about right? 2.5 years?
It's been,
what would you say was the most difficult thing through the process, or what was hard for you? Were you an avid reader before this all took place, or
not so much? So I think some of it was just building that consistency, that time with him, and you know, as work schedules change and
had you ever tried to jump in the Bible like that and just really?
Not to the point that I had a desire to after that time. When he really burdened my heart for that, it definitely enhanced the desire and the fire I had for
it. So the more you got into it, the more you were hungering for it.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then what would you say was the most surprising as far as made you happy in the process? Was there something that just, you go, wow, I didn't know this or I didn't know that? Or
I think for me it was just the way that his word opened up. You know, especially going through some of the Old Testament books that I honestly had no idea sometimes going into some of those books, and the way that he opened it up and to see his love in it was exciting for me.
You know what I was surprised about? You jumping into ministry where you were at work. Mm-hmm. Because he was not a bold person. Am I correct? And yet I saw a boldness start to come, and you got bold at work for the
yes,
Lord.
Sir.
Did you surprise yourself?
I think a couple of times.
And you actually from time to time had a Bible study at work, and I know that you still have your men come there. And do you have prayer in your office? And
yeah, it's something, you know, as the Lord brings the opportunities open, and we've had it in the office, we've had it out.
And you've had opportunity to share with your customers?
We've had a few. Yeah. We've had a handful that have come on, and the Lord's given me a couple of individuals that are desiring after him that come in contact with him as well. So he's made it where it doesn't even have to always be me that he's
And now just recently you've been talking to me about other ministries that you know, well, I want to minister over here. So just kind of it's kind of catching, isn't it?
He's just opening doors. We're thankful for that.
That is exciting.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're so thankful. You know, one of the things that we've seen consistently with James is just a heart not only for the Lord and for his word, but for people. And I haven't seen anybody that you've, you know, shunned or tried to turn away. I just seen that love across the board for the people of the church. And that's just really a must for us. And we're so thankful for somebody that loves the Lord that much. Scripture tells us in 1 Peter chapter 4 and in verse 14 that the recognition of Timothy's gifts was conveyed by the laying on of hands by the presbytery. And in Acts chapter 13, you read specifically of the fact that Paul and Barnabas were actually laid aside for the purpose of ministry. And they became missionaries at that point from Antioch. So the elders of the church came and laid hands upon Paul and Barnabas for that work. It is a recognition and a designation. There's nothing magical or mystical that takes place through the laying on of hands. But what happens is that the men are affirming this individual for this particular work. And we are affirming for the work of service. And the word itself, deacon, is saying you just graduated to a servant. And you know, it's an interesting position that God has elevated to one of the grandest positions in the church. But certainly God, I believe, has his hand on you and has called you to this. And we have seen the faithfulness. Scripture tells us, let the man of God first be tested. And there has been this time of not only seeing your vigilance in your studies, but also your heart in it, and a teachability and a spirit and a servitude. You know, oftentimes I'll see James and you don't have to tell him to do something. He's looking to do it and he's already doing it before you even could think about it. And it just shows that you have that spirit of initiative that is taking place. And We know that's the Spirit of God within you, but that's why Scripture says, look for men that are full of the Spirit of God. And we've seen that heart. So, and I can't believe you're just really getting more animated. It might have something to do with being around Josh. You think it has something to do with being around Josh?
That probably doesn't hurt.
Josh, I'm going to ask you to come up here with us. And where's Don? There you are. You're not sitting in your regular seat. I know, I asked you not to.
Staying in one place all the time.
Right. And this is a time which, if I could just have you come around here. If we just all just put our hands on James and just affirm. Is there anything you would like to say specifically about James yourself?
Well, I know there was several months ago when we were meeting on Tuesdays, and we talked about some of the things that we'd been seeing in James and talked about, you know, maybe he might be our next deacon. And so we continued to talk about that over the months, and sure enough, here he is.
What have you seen in James that just really...
Well, the tremendous growth that we talked about. I remember when he first started coming to church, he was sitting in the second row over here, pretty much always the same place, and didn't really have much to say. I'd, you know, sit next to him and talk to him or something, but didn't have a whole lot to say. But just what a tremendous growth seen in James.
And Josh, you've really just poured a lot of time into James. What would you say if you could summarize this time that you guys have had together?
I thought about it, and I would just say faithful and true. That sums it up. Faithful and as far as that aspect goes, consistent. First one here, last one to Lee. Teachable. You know, I remember. It was very rare I even had to tell him what to do or any along those lines. He was actually, and then when I say true, he was actually walking by faith, desiring. I mean, they were taking stands within growing as young adults, and they were standing, and they were being persecuted for stands, and they were actually walking by faith, and there was convictions, and there was things that they would do that God convicted their heart, and maybe something else that somebody else could do, but they weren't going to do it. And not to say that, and they weren't pushing that on anybody, but they knew that as for there in their house, they were going to serve the Lord. And so faithful and true is the two words that really just sum up the character of James.
And I'm glad you brought Savannah in on this, because Savannah, I'd like you to come up here with us. We feel like you're like one, right?
Yeah.
And you're actually responsible for getting them here.
Imagine that.
Guys, we ought to use our daughters more. But we certainly appreciate it. And you've been faithful and consistent and been a wonderful example to us. And you're not as shy as James.
No, I don't think
but,
so.
But truly, I've seen a consistency in Savannah's life, and I'm so thankful for this family. So if we could just place our hands, and Don, if you'll lead in prayer, Josh, and then I'll close.
Yes, sir.
Father, we thank you for your loving kindness to us, and Lord, we thank you for James and the faithfulness that he's demonstrated, and Lord, that he knows this about you. Just thank you, Lord, that we have this man in our body, and we pray your blessings on him, and that you would keep him from the evil one. Lord, help him to walk down the right paths and to stay straight in all ways. Give him wisdom and understanding in the duties that he'll take on. Lord, that he'll always put you first. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Father, I also want to thank you for James and Savannah both. And that, Lord, just the way that you brought him out of nowhere. I'm just so thankful for that. And that, Lord, you thought of us when you placed him here. So, Lord, I do pray for him as like a little brother, younger brother, that, Lord, you would protect him and Savannah. Watch over him, Lord, and protect him from the evil one. Prepare them for the work that you've placed in front of them. And, Lord, it's true within your word. You said a man's gift will make room for him. And that, Lord, I thank you that you're growing this church and that you're raising men up, Lord, to serve you
And so, Father, I look forward to many more. And, Father, we desire to serve you and honor you. So, Lord, above all, we just thank you, and we just ask your blessings upon them. And Lord, we ask your blessings upon the church as well to protect us, Father, and to guide us and direct us through your Spirit, Lord, and your Word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Well, Father, I'm so thankful because you've made this time happen. And Lord, you remember I made a promise to you a long time ago that we weren't going to throw men in positions. We'd wait for you.
Amen.
And if you said something, then we would do it. We wouldn't be slow. We would obey you. But we would wait for you. And Lord, we see just how wonderful it is to wait for you. For you have brought a young man that has a heart for you, a man of integrity, we believe full of the Spirit of God, and we recognize the characters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in him. It's impossible to look at him and not see you. And we believe that this is your power. This is your evidence that you have chosen this man, not us. So we stand here affirming your choice, not ours.
Amen.
And we want to give you praise and glory. For this family, this household, we know that you're going to do great things, and we want to give you thanks for allowing us to be a part of their ministry. Mm. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.